station in hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231 for the Packet8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free. Enjoy them. They're on us, freetalklive.com. We start out with the phone calls. To Kevin in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
I just had a question about something that was discussed last night, and I don't listen to the show until it's on the podcast after. So if you didn't touch on it, you're talking about the privatization of the law enforcement, and people would have, like, representation of their own company. They would hire a company, you were saying, as, like, the insurance policy?
Yeah, basically, the concept would be that if you want some sort of protection, you want some protection services, it's likely those services would be provided by insurance companies, but maybe not. It might work a different way.
So if you didn't hire your own company, who would follow up on any crime that was, you know, done against you?
Well, you would hire their services after the fact and pay a heck of a lot more. I mean, presuming it would be worth it. For instance, if you didn't have a protection company and somebody broke into your home and stole your TV set, you know, I don't know how much they would charge for after the fact picking up your contract, basically, and investigating that. You'd have to pay the full cost of the investigation, the full cost of you know, I mean, presuming that they didn't find the culprit.
Right.
You know, if they found the culprit, then that culprit would, you know, would obviously have to pay some portions. But it would be in your best interest to hire these people in advance, you know, the same way it's in your interest to have auto insurance today. The state of New Hampshire doesn't require that people have auto insurance, but believe it or not, people actually have auto insurance within the state of New Hampshire. So so you'd be taking a risk by not hiring the services.
Sure. Now, in terms of the arbitrator or whoever you should be making the judgment calls on this, how do you ensure that doesn't become corrupt?
Competition. It's very simple. There would be different arbitrators all competing for business, and they'd all be competing on the basis of who gives the best arbitration, in that who gives the fairest judgments out to both the side that wins the judgment and the side that is judged against. So they have to actually satisfy both parties in order to be considered a fair arbitrator, and only the fairest and most just arbitrators will be the most popular.
Right.
Because you wouldn't hire a known corrupt arbitrator, would you?
Probably not.
And exactly. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the toll-free line for you. Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Hey. Great. What's up?
I saw an article on the Tech Dirt blog earlier today regarding the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Okay.
Right after the Super Bowl, a law professor took just a short clip from the Super Bowl, but it was just the NFL's copyright notice.
Okay.
And she put it up on YouTube to use as an example for her classes to explain how the NFL was trying to claim more in their copyright notice than could actually be claimed under a real copyright notice. I couldn't go into all the details because I'm not a copyright lawyer, so I don't know exactly what she was talking about.
Let me guess, the NFL sued.
What's that?
I'm going to guess the NFL sued her?
Well, they filed a DMCA notice with YouTube, and YouTube pulled down the clip, and she filed a counter DMCA claim. And said it's both the NFL and YouTube, and said, no, this is fair use. I'm using this is perfectly legal under the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so YouTube reinstated the clip, and everything, they put the clip back up, and everything was well. And she was able to use this as a perfect example of the NFL basically proving her point for her.
Got it.
And then apparently later this week, the NFL filed another DMCA claim on the same clip, which the DMCA specifically does not allow to happen. Once a claim's been filed and then countered, that's supposed to be the DMCA. Except the NFL doesn't care, and they did it again anyway, and had a clip pulled again.
I'd hate to be in YouTube's compliance department. Wow.
I think that the only reason that YouTube pulled it again is, number one, they probably don't keep specific records per clip on when it's been pulled and reinstated, but they've also got that billion-dollar lawsuit from Viacom hanging over their head.
That's true. So what was your point on all this?
I could not believe the brazenness of the NFL in this situation.
Well, I mean, they probably think they can out-lawyer a college professor. That's probably what it is.
The funny thing is it was just the copyright notice. Like, it wasn't even the game.
Yeah, I mean, don't you have something better to do with your time?
Exactly.
That's pretty outrageous. Thanks for the call, Eric. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231.
All the NFL is really is intellectual property, though. So I guess they feel it necessary to protect it.
It's pretty absurd, though. Wouldn't you agree? Copyright notice?
I would say that's pretty silly.
You can't show our copyright notice without permission.
But they have always been crazy about protecting, especially the Super Bowl.
Right. It looks like they just don't want to give an inch, let people take a mile. I don't know. It
they
seems
don't want
pretty
to
crazy to me.
Churches to show the Super Bowl. I just don't get that part.
You mean live or
live.
Post or recorded?
I don't know about recorded. I would imagine you have to buy a recording from them in order to play it. I don't
really?
Know.
Live? They won't let a church project.
Why would you
want to
see
Super
the Super Bowl,
Bowl
recorded, though?
I don't know.
They sell copies of it themselves, so
they may. That's probably how you have to get it.
I wonder how many people buy that crap.
There are few games that are worth seeing recorded into my mind.
How many people actually buy Super Bowl copies on DVD or cassette tape?
I don't know, but it's so cheap to produce something on DVD.
Oh, sure, I know it's cheap, but how many people buy it? I just want to look into the mindset of this rabid sports fan that they can't get enough of the Super Bowl. I mean, as though there's not enough football to watch on television and not enough sporting coverage. I mean, when the Super Bowl's when NFL's not in season, there's something else for you to be watching. Is it real? Are you really that obsessed to where you have to get an itch for Super Bowl 15? You have to go and watch it again, to see that final pass, the final interception or whatever. I mean, seriously.
Some people do.
I'm not a sports nut. I can imagine being a sports nut, and you'd really have to be the nuttiest of sports nuts to actually have copies of the Super Bowl around so you can go back and revisit them.
I think the way you feel about Liberty, I think some people feel about sports.
I understand that. But I don't replay moments in libertarian history over and over again. I'm moving forward with my life. I guess this is also something that I just don't understand about people in general, is their affection for nostalgia, in many cases an obsession for nostalgia. People who love to live in the past, people who always want to just spend time remembering the good old days, the way things were, instead of focusing on their future, instead of focusing on what they're doing, not just in the future, but right now, to make their future and other people's future better. If all you're doing, and I understand you can learn from the past, you should
learn. NFL players can watch the past games and see how they made mistakes, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, like I listen to every show after we do it, so I can hear where we make mistakes.
You can show it to your high school team to say, don't do this, or do this,
fine. I understand
that's
that.
That's learning from the past.
That's true. I think that's fine. It's understandable. You should learn from the past. You should understand history so you don't repeat it. But to live in the past, to make the past what your life is all about, collecting mementos from the past, collecting, for instance, going up in your attic and just sort of meandering about, like my uncle, the crackhead. He was talking about at one Christmas dinner how he likes to just crack open a beer and wander through his home and look at his things. I mean, you're living in the past, dude. I mean, I've got more respect for somebody who sits down and watches television than somebody who just meanders around, looking at old stuff and remembering the good old days.
It fills your life with so much junk that has no bearing
on
the future. I don't know. I know some people who just have boxes and boxes and boxes of crap that just clutter up their life. I like keeping myself simple. I like having a small amount of stuff. I'm still in college, so I move frequently, and I like being able to just pack it all up in one little car.
I've said the same things, but man, as life goes on, you accumulate more and more.
You have to practice at simplifying. Every year, have a garage sale. Clean out the crap you don't need. Clean out the stuff you're not going to need anymore. In fact, I'm going to be selling my Transformers here by the time the movie comes out, the Transformers collection. So that's one of the ways I'm simplifying this year. They're just sitting in boxes. So you've got something sitting in boxes, get rid of it.
What
by
I do
way,
is...
Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photo,
cell phone,
office product,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Enjoy those. They're on us. Free Talk Live.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
By the way, some of those free features on our website include live streams, broadband version, and a dial-up version of the show, both waiting for you. Now, actually, we're getting into a topic, and I wanted to continue it a bit here, because I think it's important, and that is simplification, as I like to call it. And Toby, you were going to get into something about how you like to keep your life as simple as possible, but we had to break away, so I wanted you to continue.
Yeah, I'm just saying I currently move a lot. I'm in college. I live in an apartment, so I bounce around from place to place around the town that I live in here in Keene a lot. So what I try to do to keep my life simple is every time I move, I bring the same car full of the same stuff. Like, if there's something that doesn't fit in my car, it's not coming with me.
Mm-hmm.
It works out perfect because I don't want my life filled with clutter. It doesn't help me out, and I take what I need, and I live my life that way, and it's helped me a lot.
It's easy to find things.
Oh, yeah.
It's just your life feels simpler when you don't have as much crap around.
It's easier to find things that you have, but it's not so easy to find things that you don't have.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if you need to find a tool... Suppose you need to find a saw. You're not going to find it at your house.
I'll find it at Home Depot.
But, right. So what? They're storing it at Home Depot for you, and then you've got to do what? Throw it away when you're done?
No.
Sell it at a yard sale at a 10% of what you bought it for?
Okay.
If that, 5%?
Okay, Mark. You're going to go into your point about how, well, when you get older, you collect more stuff. And when you're buying tools, you're buying things for life. I mean, many tools, they've got lifetime warranties. It'd be stupid to throw tools out. We aren't the government. We can't just toss tools over the side of a boat, get a new budget for next year,
right,
and go buy them all over
but
again.
But tools take an entire room. Now, not only do I have to have I have more stuff, but I have to purchase a larger place to put that crap.
Sure, and Toby isn't, Toby's a college kid. He doesn't need the tool.
Look at those soft little hands. He probably never worked for a living in a day in his life.
I grew up on a farm.
I've probably got softer hands than Toby.
I don't know. I couldn't even see his hands.
And but my point is, he's in college, so if something breaks, then the landlord fixes it. So there's not really
right.
as much of a need for Toby to have those things. So, yes, when he does move into his own home, he'll probably start accumulating the tool collection, as I did when I purchased my first home.
I have a Phillips head screwdriver and a regular screwdriver.
There you go. Perfect college
tool set. You should probably consider some pliers.
So you simplify your life as much as you possibly can. If
right.
you're in a different living circumstance, obviously it means different things for you. But if you let it go crazy, then it's going to be even more and more difficult to simplify. So you have to. It has to be a constant process.
I would agree with that, of
right.
culling the unnecessary things. It's just classifying. This is the problem, is it's subjective as to what is necessary and what is unnecessary.
Of course it's subjective.
And that subjectivity leads to people, the pack rats, the people that have this this kind of OCD thing for collecting everything
they
get.
It's a disease, it is.
It is. And so, I might need this out-of-date circular from Kmart. I better hold on to it. So, it's subjective. For instance...
Might keep you warm someday.
It may very well. You can believe that you don't have to have as much air conditioning if your walls are, there's paper stacked up to the ceiling on next to your walls. You're well insulated. I hold on to bills up to 7 years because I use these things as a write-off in my business.
Yeah.
So if I write them off, then the government, up to 7 years, they can come and ask for it. Well, I haven't had my business for 7 years, so I've got a filing cabinet, a filing cabinet full of bills and pieces of paper that are just in, little file folders. So every piece of paper I get that could possibly have something to do with a write-off, I have to save this thing. I'm not kidding you. Drawers
Stop
and
paying
drawers.
Taxes,
of
you don't have to deal with that anymore.
Well, that's a very simple solution. I sincerely hope it doesn't end.
Works for millions of Americans.
It does. I hope it doesn't end them up in jail.
What about all those people though that are hanging on to these trophies they won in high school or college and putting them all up on the walls, the old football jersey, the old soccer jersey, whatever it is, dragging it around with them from place to place. Remember
the wedding
the old,
gown. How about
the
that
glory
one?
Days. Exactly.
Well, I think when you have mementos and trophies like those, they should go into categories. Displayable,
nostalgic crap.
Displayable and non-displayable. And I think that the non-displayables you should do something about.
If it's sitting in a box and has been sitting in that box for over 5 years,
oh, yeah.
Serious, it should needs to be given serious consideration to either being mm-hmm. sold or thrown away.
Now,
and eBay is a wonderful tool for this. I spent 3 years, I knew after joining the Free State Project that I was going to be moving to New Hampshire. And I immediately started simplifying all of the things that I had. I sold my Laserdisc collection. I sold my stereo system. I sold my television set. I sold off as much crap. I did a lot of it piecemeal. I did a lot of it at garage sales. And, you know, the point is just over time, just continuing to assess what you have and decide, like I'm doing with my Transformers. I like my Transformers. It's an old nostalgic thing mm-hmm. from my past. But what good are they doing me sitting in boxes? They're not doing it any good at all.
People can certainly be a collector, over-collect things.
I think it's okay to have collections. Mm-hmm. I think that's okay. But if you've got too many collections, that's one thing. And if it's a collection like mine where it's just sitting in boxes, yeah, I could display them. But then you've got to dust them, and I don't want to do that, and it's
right.
a big pain. So if it's just sitting in a box, someone else could use that. Someone else could, give it to their kids. Somebody else could enjoy it for their own collection. That
exactly.
sort of thing.
I like collecting as a hobby. I collect coins. I like to collect all old coins, old Indian heads, and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's enjoyable for me, categorizing them and doing all sorts of stuff. But
and then you can have a safe.
Exactly.
Click, click.
But I find that a little bit different than holding on to real crap.
Oh, that's what all the collectors think.
I guess it's to a certain degree. What degree am I willing to take it? I'm willing to take it as far as, I guess, my coin collection.
You know, I was thinking about some analogies when you were talking about the wedding dresses. For instance, you've got the wedding dress versus the wedding, the engagement ring. Many women wear as their engagement ring, or many men give as their engagement ring, the ring from their great grandmother, mm-hmm. something like that. This is a this tried and true what's the word I'm looking for? It's tried and true
tradition.
Tradition, yes. Nothing wrong with that. But holding on to the wedding dress.
Yikes.
What are you going to do with that? I mean, 50 years later, that daughter's not going to wear that.
No way.
The wedding dress should be, in my case, my wife got married in a wedding dress of one of her friends. Her mm-hmm. friend had gotten married a couple of years before her. And
that's brilliant.
Yeah. You know, pass the wedding dresses along. Consequently,
save somebody a few $100.
It was more than a few hundred.
Or more, yeah.
Yeah. Wedding dresses come, they go up to $10,000. I think that the number that she told me was $1,400 that woman had spent on that dress. I would have been very disturbed by that number if I had known that. But, you know, the girls consider that their big day, you know?
Well, that can be another factor that goes into whether or not someone holds something or not can be the price of the original item. Oh, well, this computer cost me $3,000 when I bought it back in 1986.
Oh, good. It's junk now.
Yeah. Now you could get maybe $3 for it, maybe,
as a historical item. Somebody's going to extract the gold from it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, really, you have to get beyond all that. You have to get beyond what you originally paid or what it meant 20 years ago, because if it means sitting in a box right now and just taking up room, it's a waste of your space. Words on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up anything.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. There are over 1,200 pages that have been created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. So, to the Miami Herald, and an interesting story that points out the hypocrisy in the system. You'd think that, there's a lot of laws out there. And we've talked about before on this show that the government bureaucrats like to say that ignorance of the law is no excuse, right? We've heard people say that. So, is there any excuse for government bureaucrats to ignore the law? I mean, if indeed it's if there's no excuse for us little people to ignore the law, and it's so easy to ignore it because there's so much law, how could any regular person be expected to understand and comprehend and I mean, if you've ever even tried to read laws before, you understand what I'm talking about. Legalese is like a foreign language. Trying to understand this stuff is beyond me. I don't know about you, but you guys, I didn't take any classes on understanding legalese when I was in government high school. You know, it's almost like they don't want you to understand what you think. It's like they don't want you to understand it. So you'd think that there might be a bit of a higher standard for some of the bureaucrats out there.
Well, I'd hope that the ones who are enforcing these laws are at least abiding by them themselves.
Well, Broward Judge Lawrence Korda was just 20 paces from a group of kids, according to the Miami Herald, and closer still to a drug-free zone sign when police spotted him puffing on some weed in a Hollywood park, according to a police report released Tuesday. The family court judge, known nationally for his brief role in the Anna Nicole Smith hearings, was charged with marijuana possession. Here's how the arrest happened. According to the police report, about 2 p.m. Sunday, three Hollywood police officers were jogging through Stanley Goldman Park as part of a physical training exercise. Clad in gym clothes, they were not identifiable as police. During their jog, the officers were struck by the unmistakable smell of marijuana. They followed the aroma to a tree on the southwest side of the park's hockey rink. Sitting there under that tree was Korda, Judge Korda, puffing away on a joint. He wasn't far from a group of young children or a sign proclaiming the park a drug-free zone.
Dear God.
Can you imagine this judge? He was getting ready to ply those children with the marijuana, wasn't he?
He was going to run up there and give it to them.
He was going to beckon to them, call them over, entice them with the sweet, sweet scent of his marijuana cigarette. At first, Korda made no efforts to conceal the cannabis, but that changed when the men identified themselves as police. At one point, the judge tried to toss the pot. You'd think he'd know better than that. The officers, who were not carrying handcuffs, had Korda lay face down on the ground. They were unaware that he was a judge, police said. Well, what do you think they would have done if they'd known he was a judge?
Yeah.
Would they have behaved differently? For his safety and ours, Korda was asked to lay on the ground in the prone position until other officers could arrive with handcuffs. Because you know those pot smokers. Boy, they could do anything at any moment.
Crazy.
They might be armed and dangerous. You know how many pot smokers are out there shooting up playgrounds and stuff. What? I mean, this is nuts. A short while later, two additional officers and a lieutenant showed up at the scene.
Well, I like the idea that the judge was treated equally.
Yeah, okay, true.
Well, probably they didn't know because they didn't know he was a judge.
Right.
I like that he got equal treatment, but you know, I don't think that marijuana should be illegal.
I agree with you. A short while later, two additional officers and a lieutenant showed up at the scene. One immediately recognized Judge Korda. Police said after field testing Korda's cigarette for marijuana, the judge was issued a citation and told not to return to the park. He'll appear in court next month to face the drug charges.
Now, I wonder if he's going to get the same treatment as everyone else in court.
Who knows? You know, they might try to make an example out of him. There's that possibility.
It always is. Since it hit the national news, I suspect.
Yeah, they may very well. But I agree with you, Mark. It's marijuana. He should have been left alone. I mean, let's look at his motivations here. You catch a judge sitting underneath a tree at a park smoking a joint. Was he there to sell the marijuana to the kids playing at the park? Was he there to threaten their innocence? Was he there to destroy their purity?
I think not.
No, no, and no.
It seems like he was trying to enjoy some time off in the park.
Yeah, it seems to me that he was enjoying his Sunday, sitting underneath the tree, decided he'd light up a joint that he'd rolled at home because he really enjoys being out in the park. You know what? It's probably something he's done before. And it's not the smartest thing to do for obvious reasons. The wind blows the wrong direction. Three cops that are out of uniform happen to be jogging by. They've got nothing better to do than apparently harass somebody for smoking marijuana. It's just an interesting story. It's not an unusual story. People get busted like this all the time. What's unusual about it, though, is that it's a judge this time. And it's just another example of how widespread marijuana use is in America. Even the police and the judges themselves, the bureaucrats who rattle the saber in the war on drugs. It's probably the case that this judge has sat in front of a few family court proceedings and has awarded custody of a child to one parent based on the drug usage of another parent, or the alleged drug usage of another parent. So he may have had marijuana come up in his courtroom and may have pretended as though that he was all high and mighty about it. Who knows what his attitude is? I don't know the guy. I'm speculating.
Speculating, yeah.
But the point is, pot smokers are everywhere. If you're somebody who is not a pot smoker, you're someone who's never touched marijuana in your whole life, you may not be aware of the extent to which there are marijuana smokers. For instance, of the three people sitting in this particular room, I think 100% of us have at some time in our lives smoked some marijuana.
I'm afraid that's so for me.
Right. I'm not saying you're doing it currently. I'm not saying anything about your habits. But
no, we have a policy. You don't smoke marijuana on the air.
There's a past involved here, and we've all done it.
I can't say I can deny it.
Yeah. In fact, I think the only person that's ever been on this show that's never smoked marijuana was Torgo.
Hmm.
I think pretty much every other host on this radio program smoked marijuana.
It's an unscientific study, that's for certain. But
saying there are a lot of people out there.
There are.
Millions and millions and millions of Americans have. What is it? I don't know the exact number, but a lot of Americans have tried it at some point in their life.
Yes, and a lot of people have done it in public. And smoking a marijuana cigarette at a park isn't putting anyone in any sort of danger. Children are not going to be enticed into smoking marijuana because there's a man sitting under a tree smoking it. In fact, it's very unlikely that a judge or anybody would hand a marijuana cigarette to a 5-year-old if he came over and said, "Hey, what's that you're smoking?" You're probably not going to be sharing the pot with the little boy who's, asking you that question. So the kids weren't in danger. Nobody was in danger. It's just a guy smoking a joint under a tree. What's wrong with that? If seriously you think there's a problem there, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, this story just serves as more evidence that marijuana smoking is wider. It covers more different sorts of walks of life than you think. It's not just the people living in the trailer parks that are smoking pot.
If you think that, if you don't know anyone who smokes marijuana, I guarantee you one of your friends or family members does.
That's a guarantee.
Or has. I don't know about does, sort of says.
Does, you know, I would say it's odds
I did within the last week, and I will within the next week. You know, that's sort of what does indicates.
I would say that does, odds are really good that someone does, and odds are even better that someone did.
Oh, incredible that someone has.
I mean,
And if they have, think about this. Would their life be better if they would have gone to jail for that possession? Would their life be better? No.
And had a conviction on their record.
Right. I mean, really? Is that what we need?
Away from their kids.
That is not what we need.
This is why...
Because it may not have happened to your friend or relative, but it has happened to somebody's friend or relative.
And people don't
understand.
And
why would you wish that crap on somebody?
I don't know, man. People don't understand why marijuana legalization is such an issue for the libertarian movement and this show. It's because it's so widespread.
Pervasive.
This affects people's lives in a very negative fashion. And if you don't think it's affecting your life, you're wrong about that. And that's one of the reasons why it's such an issue. Because the enforcement costs money. There's so many different side issues. The black market that's created as a result of these laws. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, that's the packet8.net toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. We do ask, however, that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. Two different places you can buy things. There's the Free Talk Live store, which sells all sorts of neat Free Talk Live merchandise. Toby's wearing his very snazzy Free Talk Live t-shirt tonight. Those are available in both black and yellow. There are different sizes, of course, even different styles. We've got a bowling shirt. We've also got, I think, three different styles of hats. The Free Marketeer flag is available. DVD Classic Archive Collector sets and more, all for sale at store.freetalklive.com. Also, would like you to shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com, where there's 40 categories of products. It's the world's largest internet retailer. You know them, Amazon. But what we want you to do is enter through the Amazon.freetalklive.com link, because when you do that, a percentage of your sale goes to Free Talk Live. So you get the products you need for life, whether they be DVDs or books or office products or sporting goods or accessories, delivered to your door, free super saver shipping on many items at Amazon. And you help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. So you get the best of all the worlds. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show. All right, Mark, you've been getting email after email about this topic. We've got to cover it. What is it?
Well, it looks like the Liberty Dollar's suing the U.S. Mint.
Or fighting back.
Yeah. Evansville, Indiana, Liberty Dollar filed suit against the U.S. Mint on Tuesday, March the 20th. Just a few minutes before the show went on the air, is when this article came out. U.S. District
Breaking News!
Evansville, Indiana, the organization which promotes and distributes the new gold and silver currency, asked the court to declare that the use of the Liberty Dollar is not a federal crime, as claimed by the U.S. Mint. Mm-hmm. And the organization further asked the court to enter a permanent injunction against the U.S. Mint, requiring it to remove any reference that the use of Liberty Dollars is a federal crime from its website.
Oh, good.
The federal, Liberty Dollar organization denies that it is more than that its more than 100,000 proponents are federal outlaws. It identifies them as law-abiding citizens who legally have made the inflation.
Well, I don't know. I might qualify as an outlaw, but in general, Liberty Dollar proponents are good law-abiding citizens.
They've made the inflation-proof Liberty Dollar America's second most popular currency, and the organization demands that the federal government cease and desist from threatening them.
Good.
The Liberty Dollar group maintains that it is protecting the right of every American to use or barter in any money that
they
make.
Is this a news article or a press release?
No, it's a press release that looks like a news article.
Okay.
The Liberty Dollar group maintains it is protecting the right of every American to use or barter in any money that they may voluntarily agree to utilize. They point out that anybody can lawfully barter a dozen eggs for 5 pounds of sugar without fear of government interference, mm-hmm. as an example. The group even quotes Andrew Williams, a spokesman for the Federal Reserve in Washington, D.C., as saying there's no law that says goods and services must be paid for with Federal Reserve notes. Parties entering into a transaction can establish any medium of exchange that is agreed upon.
It's true. The only law, as I understand it, is the legal tender law that says that that U.S. dollars must, or Federal Reserve notes, you have to accept them for payment of debt.
Mm-hmm. So you have to accept FRNs. Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar, labels the U.S. government, U.S. Mint's allegation that the use of the Liberty Dollar as a criminal, as completely misguided. The Liberty Dollar organization has never claimed that it is new gold and silver currency was a coin or legal tender. For over 8 years, the Liberty Dollar has prospered from the fact that people could use any private, voluntary currency they choose. The Liberty Dollar organization has simply benefited from the differences between a debt-based U.S. dollar and a value-based currency, Von Nothaus concludes.
They're giving people what they want.
There's absolutely no violation of U.S. laws.
Right. So the U.S. law says that you have to accept Federal Reserve notes for payments of debt, but it doesn't say you can't accept other things.
If I want to trade you an hour of my time to mow your lawn in mm-hmm. exchange for dinner,
sure.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
No problem with it, from what I can tell.
Exactly right. So that's what they're asking the government to do, because the U.S. Mint, I don't know, what was it, 6 months ago?
Yeah, they're posturing.
U.S. Mint, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, started this hit campaign mm-hmm. against the Liberty Dollar, which, of course, backfired against them. They had USA Today covered the story. They sent out all these press releases essentially saying, alert, alert, don't accept this currency. The people trying to scam you, blah, blah, blah. Which, of course, the Liberty Dollar isn't trying to pretend as though it's the U.S. dollar. They're not even coming close to that. And it's obvious, if you look at the two, that they don't look anything alike. But anyway, so they were trying to scare people, and so they got a bunch of news coverage as a result of it, which just, I mean, yes, it was negative coverage, negative publicity for the Liberty Dollar. However, publicity is publicity, and take it when you can get it. Their orders, I believe, went up tenfold that week, because people said, oh, neat. I want some. And they stepped up and they bought some, which I think is fantastic. And if you want to learn more about the Liberty Dollar, you can do it through our website at dollar.freetalklive.com, because I happen to be a Liberty associate. That's dollar.freetalklive.com.
There's just a little more here.
Yeah.
Von Nothaus points out that the government forced the lawsuit upon itself. We had to sue the U.S. Mint because this unfair, illegal warning was killing the Liberty Dollar and the ideals it represents. We're a relatively small group that can't afford to be smeared by the umpteen billion U.S. dollars of the federal government. It has seriously impacted our business.
Well, you remember after, first of all, there was the press release in the USA Today article, but then after that, all of a sudden, mysteriously, the Liberty Dollar's bank just decided, yeah, we're closing your account. There wasn't any sort of issue.
No reason for it.
There was no legitimate reason, no customer complaint or anything like that. Just all of a sudden, sorry, closing your account. And then also, at the same time, virtually, all of a sudden their toll-free number became unavailable. And, you know, you just have to ask yourself, is somebody pulling some strings?
Sure they are.
Somebody at the Federal Reserve or somebody at the U.S. Mint doesn't like the Liberty Dollar. They don't like the competition, and they're trying to do everything they can outside of the, you know, existing laws. They're trying to use scare tactics and that sort of thing to shut these people down. And that's pretty despicable, if you ask me.
It's typical of government, though.
That's all they know. All they know is force. All they know is thuggery. And it's just another example.
They cannot compete with the competition, clearly. I mean, the Liberty Dollar is offering something much better than the Federal Reserve's note. They're mm-hmm. offering something that's backed by real metal, real gold, real silver. And what's the Federal Reserve note backed by?
Nothing.
Promises.
Now, I hope for the day that the Liberty Dollar is put out of business. By competition, because I want a silver coin to be worth whatever silver's worth,
right.
And people to accept it for that value. The Liberty Dollar's slightly more, but, you know.
Well, you have to remember.
They have to build in profit.
Wait, there's costs to
sure
minting these things.
Sure there is.
I mean, you can't just get Liberty Dollars at cost of silver. You've got to increase, you know, you've got the minting costs and the promotional costs and the 800 line
Absolutely.
And the website and all of the other costs of running a business. But yeah, I agree with you. Competition, of course, will make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Liberty Dollar may very well rise to the competition and stay alive for a long time. Who knows?
Could very well.
And there is a competitor out there.
Von Nothaus hopes to finds hope in the faiths of other companies who withstood attacks from the federal government and won.
Like?
Just like FedEx. I expect the Liberty Dollar to win this suit, reestablish sound money, and have the U.S. government as its biggest customer.
You know, if they lose the suit, would that essentially verify the U.S. Mint's claims that this is indeed an outlaw currency?
I don't know.
If so, wouldn't that skyrocket the value of the Liberty Dollars? You're essentially in possession of what is a banned piece?
Now it's black market material.
Right. So either way, the people holding Liberty Dollars are going to win on this.
So buy your Liberty Dollars now at dollar.freetalklive.com.
Now, we don't make it, by the way, I don't make a percentage on, if you go to dollar.freetalklive.com and buy something there, I don't make a percentage. The only way that they send me money is if you sign up as an associate. So if you decide that you want to get the money at a discount, which is one of the things that's kind of neat about the Liberty Dollar, and it's that you can sign up as an associate and get the money discounted off its face rate. So if you're getting a $20 silver piece, you might get it at, I'm just pulling a number, $17.50. That way you can spend it into circulation and actually so-called profit off of spending the money. And if you think that's despicable or something's wrong with that, you really need to learn how the money system works. Because you have to give people an incentive to distribute a certain type of currency. So that's their incentive. And it's no different from the incentive the Federal Reserve gives banks. Banks, for instance, they get a much bigger percentage. The high-level banks are buying Federal Reserve notes at pennies on the dollar and then selling them out to other banks or to you, loaning them out at full price plus interest.
It costs them 3 cents to make a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then they get that bill at a fraction
of its value.
Of course,
it costs them 3 cents to make a $1 bill, too.
Very true.
That's true. And, of course, it costs them money to make the 3 cents, but they don't have to pay for any of it because they can make the money to pay for making the money. It's a messed up situation. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Join us there. Lots of stuff to talk about online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.